Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, here is the governor of Louisiana, Jeff Landry. He's very excited that they have a new head football coach that skips around in the collegiate athletic world all the time, every other year or so.
Well, look, I think that, you know, you don't hate the player. You can hate the team if you like, but that's where we are in college sports right now. I'm hoping that Congress, they have the SCORE Act coming up this week, and that they'll start to put some sanity back in college sport. But I am so elated that Lane Kiffin is at LSU now. It's going to be great. They got a great press conference coming up. Our board of supervisors and our athletic director and our new LSU president have done a phenomenal job. It's going to be a great day when Lane Kiffin's on the sideline in Tiger Stadium.
So for those of you who don't pay attention to collegiate sports, Lane Kiffin, big name out there, has been for a long time, has been the head coach of many successful and unsuccessful programs over the years, and he was coaching Ole Miss in the SEC and headed to the CFP, the College Football Playoff. But his name was always at the top of the list of the rumors for these other schools. So I'm not a big fan of all this coaching carousel stuff that happens before bowl games or championships anyway. But in this particular situation, when it's an intra-conference deal, when he leaves one SEC school to go to another, I think I'm less of a favorite. But my friend John Ziegler popped off on this on the X, formerly Twitter. And John, there's a part of me that just wants to get you going on this, press go, and just sit back for about 20 minutes or 40 minutes and have you go off on this, because it is a ridiculous situation and it harms college sports even further than it's already been harmed. And I know that you have a lot of thoughts on that. How are you?
Well, I'm all right. You're going to need about an hour.
I figured. I'm almost willing to give it to you because I'm pissed off about this too.
I find this story so fascinating, and it really has very little to do with sports or college football. It has to do with the nature of our society and where we are, where we're heading, what our value system is. But just, I think you need a little bit more context for how insane this is. And college football is a soap opera, right? Especially in the SEC. It's a soap opera. But this is the most ridiculous scenario that I've ever witnessed for reasons that I don't even think people fully understand. It's not just that Lane Kiffin got taken off of the scrap heap of the coaching industry by Ole Miss, turned them into a winner, and is now leaving for a rival before they play in their first ever playoffs. There's other elements to this. His daughter is hooking up with an LSU captain.
I know.
I don't know if you know that or not.
I didn't know it, except you told me it on your... Yes, I know it only because of you.
And then Kiffin has this Groundhog Day Pope smoke coming out of the Vatican decision to make.
Yes.
While his son is playing in the state semifinals of the Mississippi High School Football Championship, which they lose by a point, and he played a crappy game. So Kiffin clearly didn't give a damn about his son and all this and all the distractions that would cause, moving the family. This was clearly all planned way before he said he talked to God. He talked to God on Saturday?
Yes, God apparently
is an LSU fan, apparently. By the way, he went above God. After he talked to God, he then talked to Nick Saban. I mean, this is you can't get more insane.
No, yeah, so let me read the letter. So after a lot of prayer and time spent with family, and by the way, for those people, and John, you know this, if you're watching college football over the course of, you know, the last 5 to 7 days, I wanted to vomit the amount of times I heard Lane Kiffin's name mentioned on all the other games. So he goes, after a lot of prayer and time spent with family, I made the difficult decision to accept the head coaching position at LSU. I was hoping to complete a historic 6-season run with this year's team by leading Ole Miss through the playoffs, capitalizing on the team's incredible success and their commitment to finish strong, and investing everything into a playoff run with guardrails in place to protect the program in any areas of concern. My request to do so was denied by Keith Carter, despite the team also asking him to allow me to keep coaching them so they could better maintain their high level of performance. Unfortunately, that means Friday's Egg Bowl was my last game coaching the Rebels. So in other words, as you pointed out, John, he's the victim here. Lane Kiffin is the victim, correct?
That was the most astonishing part of the whole thing. How Lane Kiffin, and this goes to what a society we live in right now, where you can turn yourself into a victim even when you are screwing over an entire state. And let's be very, very clear about this part, Mark. This is Oxford, Mississippi. There is nothing in Oxford, Mississippi.
Except for Ole Miss.
Except for Ole Miss.
Yeah.
The people that live there have been living, there are people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s who have been waiting for this their entire lives. Their entire lives. And they get there, they're on the precipice of it, and he goes and leaves?
Okay.
He goes and leaves and turns himself into the victim here.
So why wouldn't, I'm on your side in this, but let me play devil's advocate. Why wouldn't you allow Lane Kiffin to complete his coaching, you know, career at Ole Miss, win this championship, and then move on to LSU? Why would the employer not do that, John?
I think you know the answer, but it's so hilarious that even people like Kirk Herbstreit, alleged, you know, credible commentator on ESPN, was making this exact argument. And I'm thinking, Kirk, you can't possibly be this dumb, because there are so many problems with that scenario. Let me just give you a couple. So he's going to LSU. The whole world knows he's going to LSU. And he's determining who's getting playing time and who's not getting playing time in the playoffs. Do you think that might be dictated by who is more willing to transfer?
Yes, of course.
To LSU?
Of course.
From Ole Miss?
Yeah.
That's just one. Not to mention the recruiting deadlines, the transfer portal. Not to mention, I mean, there's a million problems with that. I mean, it's absurd that anybody who knows anything about college football would even suggest that that was a possibility. And I think Lane did it. Lane's not dumb. Lane's a smart guy. Lane did it purely because that was his only way to become the victim here. And he has played the victim his entire life. And I got to say, even I was duped by the latest version of Lane Kiffin. I watched that ESPN documentary. I don't know if you saw it.
I have not.
It's basically the reclamation project of Lane Kiffin. I hope they never play it again on ESPN, because they basically, it's a propaganda piece saying that the old Lane Kiffin doesn't exist anymore. This is a new man. And what I think we all need to learn from this story is that a tiger never, except, you know, an LSU
changes
tiger,
stripes, yeah,
never changes their stripes. Then people never change after a certain age. And Lane Kiffin is not a changed man. He used the narrative of being a changed man to dupe an entire state and leave them out in the lurch when they had their one moment of time in time, their one moment of potential glory, and now they're screwed.
So,
and somehow he's the victim.
Marty
Give
Smith,
me a
yeah,
damn break.
Marty Smith from ESPN grabs him when all this is made, and he's kind of jokey with Marty Smith. He says this.
You know, this was a very challenging, difficult day. You know, we went through a lot last night with Keith Carter trying to figure out a way, you know, to make this playoff, you know, run work and be able to coach the team. And at the end of the day, that's his decision. And I totally respect that. I understand that decision. And, you know, so I just totally wish the team the best of luck, wish that I was coaching, but understand that it was a very challenging position for him and the Chancellor to be in, and totally respect that. So, you know, just really, really hope they play really well and go win the national championship.
I don't even know how to respond to that. Rah, rah, Ole Miss. Do what you can. I'm out of here.
Well, don't get me started on Marty Smith, because Marty Smith, and he works for ESPN, which I despise, and I blame ESPN for all of this, okay? All of this. I hope that you and your listeners understand that all of this is connected to what ESPN did with expanding the playoffs. Without expanding the playoffs, this situation doesn't exist, because once we made the playoffs everything and we eliminated any significance of the bowl games, teams started firing their coaches as soon as they were out of playoff contention. That's the reason for this. This is all interconnected. They opened a Pandora's box that can now no longer be closed, a Pandora's box I was warning about for years. But as far as Marty Smith is the worst kind of quote-unquote journalist in modern, where journalism is dead. That's why I host a podcast called The Death of Journalism, where his entire role is to pretend to be a journalist when he's actually working for the agenda for ESPN, and oftentimes being told by ESPN to sell out his own demographic. He's the one Southern male saying y'all and dang gum, when in reality, when they need him, someone to sell out the white male demographic, the white conservative Southern male demographic, it's Marty Smith they go to. Perfect example of that, the whole Bubba Smith, the Bubba Wallace.
Yeah.
The Bubba Wallace ridiculous situation involving the noose that wasn't racist. Marty Smith completely jumped the shark on that situation. He sold out every Southern white male claiming NASCAR was racist, and when he was wrong, there were no ramifications whatsoever. So now his job is to prop up Lane Kiffin, make sure people don't realize that the playoffs is a complete farce because his employers are the ones that created the system. And so he softballs Lane Kiffin, and at the end of the interview, Mark, they hug!
Yes, I know.
They hug! I know.
But let me go back to Lane Kiffin and the whole situation of collegiate sports, because we got a quarterback who was injured part of the season at Mizzou, Bo Pribula, who made a controversial decision a year ago. You know the Penn State situation better than anyone. He leaves Penn State before they go into the postseason. So what, I hate this stuff, and I hate it with coaches. And I think there's one coach out there, I can't remember what school, where his school did allow him to go to the bowl game, and then he's going to start the new gig. But how do you fix this? Because on the one hand, the coaches have to be in a position, I guess, at this time of the year to make sure that they secure recruiting, etc. You have these players who are going to decide now in the coming weeks where their paychecks are going to come from, and if they're going to be better at LSU or Ole Miss or Mizzou or wherever. It's a mess. I know that you think that we've ruined collegiate sports, but is there any way to reel some of this back in to offer some sanity?
Well, let me get there, because I want to address part of what you said there, because I think the most interesting thing going forward in the next couple of weeks is, will the Lane Kiffin example be taken by players as a permission slip to bail out of the playoffs? And I think that's what ESPN is terrified of. I think ESPN, because they own the playoffs, literally, they own the playoffs. If this creates a contagion where primetime players, we've already seen a couple of backup quarterbacks do it. You referenced that. And we almost had the starting quarterback from Tennessee do it last year. He'll basically pull out or hold out for more NIL money before the playoffs.
Yeah, right.
Will we see a contagion? I don't have an answer to that, but it would not shock me. Because if you're a player that's on the fence and you see Lane Kiffin doing this, right, why would you not bail out of the playoffs? Why would you take a chance, especially if you're a low seed, you're playing on the road in a cold weather city in that first round? Why bother?
No, I'm with you. But, you know, John, I want to talk about this just in relation to Ole Miss and their national championship hopes. And I can say this as someone, you know, you mentioned the people in Oxford. We never realistically think we can win a national championship at Mizzou. However, we got a good program now and we can compete in the SEC. But you're in a situation with these kids and you're the head coach, and for a couple of weeks leading up to Thanksgiving and this decision that he's supposed to make, you're the focus. Can't you, as a professional, and you know, maybe some of this is put on Ole Miss and the administration and just the NCAA overall, but why can't you say, look, and this is what he should have done, my goal is to win a national championship with this program right now that I've run for 6 years. We'll talk about the next step after that. But they can never do that. Why can't there be rules that say we can't do this stuff in the future?
Well, here's why it couldn't happen here. Because if you put yourself in LSU's position, right, they're not going to allow their coaching search to be completely hijacked by Lane Kiffin, right? I mean, what happens if Lane Kiffin goes all the way and wins the national championship, right? Now you're almost into February, and now you're going to rely on Lane Kiffin not changing his mind?
Yeah. The logistics don't match up. I get that. Right.
There's just no way you're going to do that. So it's just impossible. And, I mean, this has all been a slippery slope. I'm a dinosaur. I get it. But as soon as we went expanding from the BCS system to four teams and now to 12 teams in the playoffs, and the instant transfers is really the biggest culprit here. Because if he didn't have instant transfers, the threat of having Lane Kiffin coach at Ole Miss wouldn't be as great, because he wouldn't be able to take all of his players with him. But that's what he's going to be able to
do. Right. Man, the landscape has changed significantly. John Ziegler with us tonight. He hosts a podcast called The Death of Journalism. Let me just set you off on one thing. I love when we can do this off of politics, by the way, too. But here's one for you that just cleared. The WNBA's latest proposal to the Women's National Basketball Players Association includes a maximum salary featuring a guaranteed $1 million base, John. Go.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that just cleared.
Is that true, or is that the Onion?
No, ESPN is reporting this right now.
A minimum salary of $1 million?
No, it says a maximum salary featuring a guaranteed $1 million. Yeah, I guess so. It says a $1 million base. Yeah.
I would love to see the details of that, but that's utterly insane. I mean, this is a league that's already losing money. And even with Caitlin Clark.
I know.
They get manna from heaven, and they're still losing money. They're subsidized by the NBA, and now you're going to give them that kind of a minimum base.
So here's what they say, though, just so I'm clear. It says, under the proposal, sources tell ESPN the average player's salary in 2026 would be projected to exceed $500,000. The minimum salary would be projected to exceed $225,000. The salary cap would increase to $5 million in 2026, and then tied directly to revenue growth in each year of the deal. But that doesn't make sense the way they even wrote the story, because
it doesn't really matter the details. It sounds to me like it's complete financial lunacy.
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
It was already absurd. In what industry can you be losing money forever? You've never made a profit, never come close to making a profit, even though you get this superstar, Caitlin Clark, and you're going to hold out for an unprecedented race?
I don't know how they do it, but they have ESPN on their side, John. You know that. That's one of the reasons.
Well, it really what they have is they have them hostage from the perspective of wokeism, right? Because, I mean, it has nothing to do with financial leverage. It has to do with political leverage and the fact that the NBA is terrified, so they'll keep subsidizing it.
Well, that's what they're
doing.
They
don't want to be the reason that the WNBA goes under.
Yeah, that's exactly right. John Ziegler, it's always great to have some holiday cheer from the West Coast in you, John, and we'll do it again before Christmas. But I was so with you on the Lane Kiffin stuff from the weekend, and my head was about to explode every time his damn name came up. So I'm glad I gave you the format here tonight. You have
a great much better.
All right,
I feel
take
much
care.
Better.
Yes, you lowered your blood pressure. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
I love this scene featuring this Ray Charles song in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And you know, Sue, for weeks I've been talking about wanting to watch the John Candy documentary on Prime, which I think came out about 6 weeks ago. And I kept putting it off and I kept putting it off. And I'm like, I need to watch this damn documentary. But before that, I thought, let me watch on a Thanksgiving weekend, with the theme being getting home on Thanksgiving weekend, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which I had not watched in a long, long time. And it was wonderful. It was so amazing. And here's what I kind of forgot about it, you know, because it's a funny movie. I mean, I think you would say that's a comedy, right? John Candy makes us laugh. But there is real emotion in that movie. And when you – now, I've done what I said I was going to do. I've watched three quarters of the John Candy documentary. And when you see John Candy and his story and you learn about him and what made him special, it honestly, you know, I was getting emotional this morning because I was watching the documentary. It makes you want to be a better person. It makes you want to be a better father because he loved his kids. His father died when he was 5 years old from a heart attack, right?
Oh, geez.
So he always knew that he might have a very short life. But I want to go to this scene because we love Uncle Buck, right?
Yes, we do.
And I'm not quite to the point where they're talking a lot about Uncle Buck in the documentary. But with Planes, Trains, and Automobiles in particular, there's that scene in the hotel room where Steve Martin just berates John Candy's character, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because he's had enough of him. And this is what it sounds like a little bit.
It's like going on a date with a chatty Kathy doll. I expect you to have a little string on your chest, you know, that I pull out and have to snap back. Except I wouldn't pull it out and snap it back. You would. And by the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
So that goes on for minutes.
So mean.
And he is ripping on John Candy. And John, you know, John Hughes made the movie, and they were very close. They were like brothers. They traveled together. John Hughes' camera's on John Candy's face, and it's just pain. Right?
Yeah.
And then he responds.
So
but I'm
awful.
Telling you, I looked at that scene in such a different way than I used to. And you hear John Candy respond.
You want to hurt me? Go right ahead if it makes you feel any better. I'm an easy target. Yeah, you're right. I talk too much. I also listen too much. I could be a cold-hearted cynic like you. But I don't like to hurt people's feelings. Well, you think what you want about me. I'm not changing. I like me.
So the name of the documentary is John Candy,
I like me.
And I'm just going to have to recommend two things. Pair it like I did. Watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which holds up amazingly well. That is a special movie. And I think I maybe even underestimated its importance having rewatched it again.
Really?
Yeah.
This is great.
And you know, you got the St. Louis scenes in there, which are awesome
as
well. But then you pair it with the documentary, you learn about John, and you see his kids, and you see Tom Hanks, and you see, you know, all these other people that used to work with him that just love him, Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara, and they talked about how special he was as a man and as a comic. And, you know, there was a point, I don't want to give everything away, but there is a point where he goes on David Letterman's show and he had dropped a bunch of weight. He lost like 70 pounds.
Gosh.
He was trying to make himself healthier. What does Hollywood do? They don't want skinny John Candy. They want fat John Candy because he's funnier and he's warmer that way. Macaulay Culkin is featured, and it's awesome.
He says, good.
He says, and I thought this was interesting. He goes, you know, Macaulay Culkin is very humble in this.
Yes.
He defers to John Candy because he feels like he had a crappy father, Macaulay Culkin.
He
lays it out. John was very important to him because he felt like he treated him as a person, not as just some kid on a set, right?
I read that.
So Macaulay Culkin says, you know, people like to talk about me and Molly Ringwald, we each did 3 John Hughes movies. John Candy did 9. Yeah.
That's something you don't think about.
That was Macaulay Culkin's point. He goes, you want to talk about John Hughes movies? You talk about John Candy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
So this is going to be a little weird because I believe it's a full work week.
Oh, I don't care.
Are you
for
ready
that.
For that? I know. I don't think I've had one of those for a few weeks just because we've had the holiday, and I think I took a couple of days off right around Halloween, if I'm not mistaken.
You did.
We have cold weather. Dave Murray says this snow is going to last until a little bit later this evening. Were you just saying that 44 is an okay condition?
Yes.
Wow. That makes me happy since I got to go home that way.
Yeah, there's some moderate volume out of downtown, but by the time you hit Webster, it looks open.
Okay. Just be careful out there. I saw a bunch of cars in ditches on my way in this afternoon, and it wasn't even that bad at that point.
Uh-uh.
But, you know, combination of bad 40s. Driving and bald tires, et cetera.
Exactly. It's really bad at the Boone Bridge.
I saw a story in the Wall Street Journal. It was actually from a couple of days ago, from Saturday, I believe. And the headline was, American consumers lose patience with high car prices. Shoppers are downsizing, buying used vehicles, taking on longer car loans, and holding out for deals. And the market has been so interesting over the last 5 years since the pandemic. Not always in a great way, but one of our experts is Alex Rosenberger from MasterCars, Inc. over in Granite City. They do used cars with new car caliber, so this is right up your alley. How are you, Alex? Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm not shopping for a car right now. I just spent, you don't want to know. And, you know, look, Alex would be the person that said, Mark, I told you that this car has this reputation.
Yep.
When it gets 80,000 miles plus. I've spent so much damn money on my stupid car in the last 3 months, Alex, I want to kind of throw up. But again, I can't say that I wasn't warned, right?
Right. And at least you have the app to where you can start it in about 15 minutes.
No, about 5 minutes. About 5 minutes.
So 5 minutes.
But what was your reaction to that journal story? You know, it's interesting because I have, not only as a sponsor of yours, I remember when I met you guys 11 or 12 years ago, I had a vehicle at the time, and I knew that I was probably going to, you know, get into something later that year. So we start to get to know each other, and I have a vehicle in mind, and I put you and your father to work. And, you know, that was the moment I'm like, look, I've bought new cars my whole life. I've been underwater on cars. I've driven off the lot, but let's find something with 5,000, 7,000, 10,000 miles, whatever the number might be. And that's exactly what you guys do at MasterCars Inc. Now, I don't want this segment to become a whole commercial for you, which maybe it will be, but I wanted to tap into your expertise because you're seeing the changes in the market, and your model is exactly, I think, what people are looking for. Good cars that aren't outrageously higher than they should be because of tariffs or whatever right now.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, it probably is a giant commercial just because of that. I was just, I'm a big data guy, and I was just like kind of looking over some things when, and Fred's the one who made me aware of this article. It's so funny, once we talk about it, then it's all over my LinkedIn and every story
right,
is pertaining to this. But it is crazy. So this is the first year that the average price of a new car went over $50,000. That's $50,008. The average price is about $25,900 on a used car. And now, so this is generalities, big averages. But here's the thing, too. This, is, I think, is pretty key. The average age of the vehicle for sale is 3 years. So that puts you within manufacturer's powertrain warranty. And so that's why it is probably like a commercial for me, because the past, I don't know, I'd say during COVID all the way up to about this point, it almost made more sense to go buy something new because the used cars are so expensive. The market has corrected a little bit, and everything has gotten so tremendously expensive. It's like the average new car payment, I was just reading about that, is, oh my gosh, what is it? It's like $800 and something, like $1,000 is the new $700. The average used car payment, even though that went up too, though, the average used car payment right now nationally is $508. First time it's ever been over $500, but still, you know, a far cry from $900 if you were looking at something new.
So when it comes to new, I always think it's interesting when they don't have to offer deals, like when they're not doing 0% financing or everything, you know, the cars are going out the door like crazy and they don't have to worry about it. But you are seeing some incentives out there that maybe you haven't seen in a little while. And the Wall Street Journal report said that, you know, you have cars sitting longer on dealer lots. They're putting some discounts on to make sales. You have lower income borrowers who are defaulting on car loans. So let me ask you this question about the loans, because people always want lower payments. That's like the one mistake you always make if you go into a car dealership. What do you want your payment to be? Well, because now, outside of Trump talking about, you know, 50-year mortgage loans, which is a bad idea, we're extending car loans out a lot longer than we used to. That makes the payment lower, but it also makes you underwater on the car faster, doesn't it?
It does. And thank goodness the rates are creeping down a little bit, so that offsets it a bit. However, just a couple of years ago, the average term was about 45 months on a vehicle purchase. It's now 67 months. That's the average. So there's plenty out there that are going 84, even 96 on a new car. So you're just never going to outrun the insurance versus depreciation in a situation like that.
Alex, what would you say about where we're heading right now with EVs? And they kind of addressed it in the article because there were EV credits and those have expired. So I guess that the EV sales sort of spiked, you know, that makes sense, ahead of that. But what are you seeing? We're both fans of the internal combustion engine, right? I like the roar of my engine. But the reality of where we're heading is more electric vehicles, right?
Well, yes and no. The market's still not only hesitant but resistant to it. That's funny because it's the average age of a vehicle on the road is about 12 years now, which is the highest it's ever been. And they expect that to get higher because I like the term they use for it, too. The limited propulsion choices as fewer internal combustion, fully internal combustion engines are an option. And people that are simply not open to EV, they're going to hang on to theirs even longer. So they're expecting that number to go up to like 15 years, which is strong. That's a long time to keep yourself out of the market. And like you said, with the EVs running, the incentives gone on the EVs, they did spike a little bit. Now they've cooled off, you know, as it was leading up to it. The demand, especially, you know, in my niche, because, you know, we're gearheads, we're car guys. We don't really cater too much to the EV market, but I do pay attention to the EV market because it ultimately is that or some alternative, other alternative form of power is going to be the future. But no one's jumping on to embrace it really fast in my market.
The other thing that kind of jumped out at me from the Journal article is, and this makes sense, and I think we're seeing this, you know, sort of play itself out in other aspects of the economy. If you're doing well out there, you know, if you're in the top 10 or certainly the top 20%, you're affording things, you're not hurt too much, you're buying cars. But what they pointed out is that they're relying, you know, car dealers are relying on the top 20% of households. That's not sustainable.
No, not sustainable at all. And it was funny, I was just speaking with a friend of mine, a manufacturer, you know, a franchise dealer. And this was just last week. We were having this conversation. He goes, I don't have a new car on the lot. My brand now, this is a massive brand. This is a trade, you know, this is a standard brand. And he said, I don't have one new car that I can sell for under $34,000.
Really?
Incentives, everything tied in. And so, you know, you're talking, what is that? You know, tax, title, and license included, a $600 a month vehicle.
Right.
You know, with nothing down. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that I mean, we've been talking about this for years now, and the market, the car market is interesting. And, you know, like somebody was quoted, and it makes sense. Look, I'm paying $500 a month for my payment. I don't want to pay $700. And so they're waiting on pulling the trigger. But then, you know, and I have to give a shout out to my friends at Spieler Automotive, Clayton Spieler, who is a great listener. The car shops are doing great because we all need our cars to be repaired, right?
Oh, this is music to his ears, this whole conversation, you know, going from 12-year average ownership span to 15 years because they're not embracing the propulsion method, EV. So, and, you know, independent shops are not real keen on working on EVs. So as long as they can keep those ICE engines running, they're going to be happy about that.
Well, they've earned a lot from me in the past couple of months. I will tell you that, unfortunately. But again, it's hard for me to complain based on what I was warned about in the past by even people like you, Alex Rosenberg. Hey, tell your dad, hey, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. You know, it's a Monday after a holiday week, and I was off for 4 days last week, as you know, soon. There's so many things. I send Fred these little notes all the time, and I tell him what I want to talk about. And I didn't get through hardly any of it today because we were so busy. But I will touch on some of these tomorrow. For example, would you have guessed that the host of this show sat down last week on Tuesday night and watched, I can't even believe I'm saying this, the entire finale of Dancing with the Stars? What? Would you even expected that? It's true.
What happened?
I'm going to explain that tomorrow. There's a reason for it.
I am intrigued.
Yeah. And I actually, here's the frightening part. I actually enjoyed some of it, too.
It is entertaining.
Well, I'll explain the story tomorrow. But,
all right.
You know our friend Scott Jennings, who is on CNN all the time. He's a national treasure, as you know. Do you know that he has pissed off a couple of A-list celebrities in Hollywood?
What did he? Why?
Oh, I'm going to tell you.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
So what's interesting is we played this audio a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't know the context. So I'm going to give you the context here. Sue, Michael Douglas and his wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, are reportedly very displeased over the manner in which their son Dylan was humiliated during a roundtable discussion on politics with CNN commentator Scott Jennings. Young Dylan was left stuttering incomprehensibly midway through the interview, which has seemingly become a source of mockery behind the scenes. Now, Sue, according to sources, his parents, Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones, intend to blacklist the entire network as they believe CNN, I can't even do this without laughing, crossed the line.
Uh-huh.
So they're so furious, this report says on Yahoo News, that they intend to blacklist the whole network. On Zeta-Jones' part, she's reportedly been ranting to her friends about how the interview was unfair and exploitative, seemingly referring to how her son was left stunned and stuttering at some of the questions he was asked. Meanwhile, Douglas shares the same opinion. He's told his close circle that the outlet crossed the line, Sue.
Did they ask just like normal questions?
Well, here's the exchange. And unfortunately, Young Dylan was in way over his head with Mr. Jennings.
You cannot put on the American people that Democrats were the one that were hurting people, making this plight.
Who was casting the votes against opening the government?
So keep in mind, the framework here is when the government shutdown was occurring, and they were trying to pin this on the Republicans, all of whom voted to keep the government open, just so you know.
Democrats or Republicans?
Who was casting the votes? Scott, who was wanting to cut SNAP benefits?
Nobody.
Republicans voted to fund SNAP 15 times after two courts ruled that it was unallowed.
Republicans voted to fund SNAP 15 times. Democrats voted to defund it 15 times.
And you talk about the Affordable Health Care Act. Okay.
It's terrible.
Landmark legislation is not perfect. We understand that. Democrats, Republicans, independents. 70% of Americans, not Democrats, not just independents, 70% of Americans believe that they should increase those subsidies past the dead mark of December, the COVID era subsidy benefits. So it's a huge, huge thing that Democrats, Republicans, 70% agree with.
Okay, so Dylan's getting in a little over his head here, and then all of a sudden there's some math that comes at him, and I don't think this goes well.
When it comes to the government shutdown, I was of the persuasion that to go for it, I didn't really get it. Democrats wanted a fight. They got a fight. Chuck Schumer, back in last year, didn't fight. He got a lot of flack for it, particularly in his home state of New York. So they wanted a fight, but they found a fight that was worth fighting with talking about the Affordable Health Care Act. People were with them. Democrats were leading in the polls. We won big on Tuesday.
That's what it was for, right? It was for the election, right?
Well, I think we should have kept going. What I don't understand, and which I would love others to help me out and understand, I don't understand why we caved so soon when the American people seemed to be on our side.
Because the election ended. You just said it. It was for the election.
So they didn't think that that went. Well, let's face it. He was not that smooth. He's with a very polished guy in Jennings, and he's kind of stumbling and bumbling over himself. Maybe they should be mad at CNN for putting someone in that position to try to defend the nonsense that he was trying to defend.
Exactly.
I think it's kind of all on him, on his fault. But, you know, when he, and I looked this up, I'm not sure why the dude was even, you know,
why was he on there?
That's a good question. Let's see here. Here it is. He is the, as described by the Harvard Kennedy School, the dynamic host of SiriusXM's Young Americans, a voice for a new generation. He's a 2022 graduate of Brown University, so he's an Ivy Leaguer. You'd think he'd handle himself a little bit better on the microphone than that. So that's why he was on there. And he's also an actor, so he's going to be in a movie with Mom and Dad as well. But it's funny because I didn't know who that. I remember playing that audio. I might have even used it for Cut of the Day on that particular day, and hadn't really understood the complete context, if you will. All right, so one more piece of audio here. You know that the president referred to Tim Walz as a retard on Truth Social. I'm not particularly fond of that language and, you know, from the president, so I will just say that. But he's asked to back off that, and he doesn't do that.
In that same post, you mentioned Tim Walz, and you called him what many Americans do find an offensive word. Do you stand by that claim of calling Tim Walz retarded?
Yeah, I think there's something wrong with him. Absolutely, sure.
But you don't think
you have a problem with him? You know what? I think there's something wrong with him. Anybody that would do what he did, anybody that would allow those people into a state and pay billions of dollars out to Somalia, we give billions of dollars to Somalia. It's not even a country because it doesn't function like a country. It's got a name, but it doesn't function like a country. There's something wrong with Walz.
Well, I mean, we can agree on one thing. There is something wrong with Tim Walz. Okay, I think we can all agree. I'm not, you know, look, I'm going to call it balls and strikes. I don't like using that word. I think that I wouldn't expect President Trump to back down, but he can say something like, "Well, maybe he's not retarded, but." He's this, but everyone wants to focus on that. And what he was talking about is this terrible controversy up there in Minnesota. And we touched on it at the beginning of the hour, or the beginning of the show, rather, with Liz Collin, who made the movie The Fall of Minneapolis, and the way that these Somali gangs moved in as Tim Walz welcomed him to his state. And they ripped off the taxpayers of billions, not just millions, billions of dollars.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.